When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's play Scrabble. The first British National Scrabble competition was staged in London on June 28, 1971. A young teacher by the name of Stephen Haskell walked away the champion. He notched up an aggregate score of 1,345 points from three games. For those my age and beyond, you are most likely familiar with the board game that's basically a hybrid utilizing the favorable traits of other parlor games. It combines the interactivity of a crossword puzzle, the mind-reading strategy from a checkers match, and exponential scoring as with Yahtzee. As I think on that example I just gave, it makes me feel particularly old. No one uses the word parlor anymore. And I'm pretty certain if they don't know what Scrabble is, a youngin' won't recognize its hybrid cousins. Today, the games are digital and fast-moving more than they are contemplative. It takes a young brain and snap reflexes to navigate some three-dimensional abyss or outblast an alien. But the win is shallow and fleeting. I would still rather play a game that makes me think, even if it is at a slower pace. The rewards are far more lasting. The inventor of Scrabble, Alfred Mosher Butts, would probably agree. The risk he took on his invention, created during the Great Depression, didn't earn him a cent for nearly 20 years. But once it graced the shelves of the Macy's store in New York City, the game paid big dividends. From then on, there was no looking back. And the game became popular across the world, eventually selling about 100 million sets. Mr. Butts told the New York Times that for many years he earned royalties, amounting to about 3 cents a set. One-third went to taxes, he said. I gave one-third away, and the other third enabled me to have an enjoyable life. Mr. Butts died at age 93. Successful, smart, and satisfied. Game well played. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.